Just a few more minutes to finish the Ramban, a piece from the Ramban that we're learning from the Ramban's Hakdama. Since Rav Kook here in the Perek is being Megala, the Inyan of Kol HaTorah Kula Yishmais of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the entire Torah from beginning to end, Hashem's names and what that means, we learned inside in Sif Beis. This is, as I said last week, this is something which is very, very deeply rooted in the Zohar Kodesh, in the Sefer Kabbalah, and in the Svarim HaKadoshim. And at least, we should be familiar with the famous teaching of the Ramban in his Hakdama, which we were learning last Erev Shabbos. And I just wanted to finish that because it's just a few more minutes, and then Mr. Shem will finish Perek Daled. So you have the page, I hope, in front of you. We're up to footnote Tzadik Aleph. Let's just read the paragraph on top very quickly. It'll take a minute, and then we'll go back and finish up some of the notes. The paragraph on page, on the first page of Yud Gimel, the pages that here in the Sefer Yud Gimel, the paragraph beginning Vezehu Ha'inyan. Let's just do it quickly again, a little chazara. Vezehu Inyan Shehevio Gedalei Hamikra Lumas Kol Mali V'Chosar V'Chol HaTorah V'Hamikra. As you recall, this is what the Ramban explained, is why the Chachamim were Isaac in this very much counting the words, counting the letters, counting the words that were molay with the aleph, with the vav, missing an aleph, missing a vav. Ulchabes from the Masiris ad Ezra Sefer Hanavi, how careful they were to keep a record of the Masiris, meaning again the amount at what point in the Torah is considered is the cheshbon of being halfway in letters, halfway in words. Those words that appear in one form in the Torah or in Tanakh, exactly where are the places in Tanakh that those words are to be found in the exact same way, and so on. All of this, Ad Ezra HaSeifa HaNavi Shnishtalu B'zeh, especially Ezra HaSeifa, which is why he's Ezra HaSeifa, not because he was writing Tefillin Mezuzos all day. And the Chacham B'chlal were called Seifa, and we spoke about this from the word Lispor, to count. And the Ramban says it seems that the Torah that was written, that Torah, Chazal tell us, existed before creation. 974 generations before creation, whatever that number is, it's not for now. The Torah, that Torah, the Ramban says, "Shatayrak suva be'esh chayal gabe'esh lavana," that was written a black fire upon a white fire. Kinyan hazesh es kanuhaya. That Torah before the Torah, before the existence of the world, before the Torah that we have and that we learn, that we hold in our hands, the Ramban says it seems to him that original Torah, the Torah of the black fire and the white fire, that Torah shahis aksiva ritzufa bli hafsik tevis. That Torah was written in the way that we were learning about, what the Ramban explained, and what Rav Kook is talking about from the Perek, that the Torah HaKadosha from the Beis of Bereishis until the Lamed of Yisrael are all one ongoing series. All those letters are Shemus of Hashem. It's all Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Torah that we have is divided into the letters and the words, the sentences and so on, according to the choices that we've made and according to what's happening and how the Baruch Shalom is being manhig, the Dairis in this world. But originally, the Ramban says, that Torah before creation, the black fire upon the white fire, he says, Ha'isak Sira Ratzufa B'li Hefzik Tevis. It's just one ongoing chain of letters. All Shemus of Hashem, all that could be read and will be read with Mashiach as names of Hashem. And it was possible to read it in the way of Shemus, in the way of Hashem's names. And that what we're learning in Rav Kook, I'm not going over that Seif, but we're learning that it's since Kutshabuch Yisrof Arayis is Chad, we're also, right now, the way we feel with our lives, we feel like just a better word than the ones that the kids use when they were little, Mishkababbles. I don't know if that's still being used. Mishkababbles, it even has not the word Bovel, Babel, which means Bilbul, right? And Mish is in Yiddish, so mixed up and confusing. It's not a bad word, Mishkababble. It's mixed up and confusing. So we don't realize that, like Rav Kook was explaining, that in every single thing that in our lives that we do, that's good and so on, whatever hishtadlus and toiv, that we don't see ourselves as being shamus of Hashem, as being Isis of a Sefer Torah. We just see a big mishkababble. It's like everything is mixed up. Because the tzirufim that you and I are making, the way that we're dividing the words and the sentences in our lives, sometimes it's very, it's mishkababbles. It's just not the, right way. The truth is that a yid and the Hashem's boch will show afterwards that it's all shemus of Hashem. It's all tzirufim of the oisis of the Shem Havaya, a person's life. That's why I've mentioned many times over the years, but the Svasem has said from the Chedushim and other tzaddikim talk about it, how when Mashiach comes, he's going to give a Megillah to each person. It's important to be mischazik with that. He's going to give them the same way that when you look in Megillas Esther, you don't see any name of God in Megillas Esther. It's interesting, you don't see it. And Rabbi Nachum points out how also in Shir Hashirim, right? It's the greatest love story of Nishmas Yisrael Kutshabrihu is Shir Hashirim. You don't see the Shem Hashem. Megillas Esther, you don't see the Shem Hashem. But Megillas Esther, after the Ma'aseh was finished, so then we got this thing, Megillas Esther, and they said, oh, that's what it was. I didn't realize at the time that's what it was. Oh, that's what was happening. I didn't know that's what was happening. Shir Hashem is even deeper than that. Because Shir Hashem is not just that this happened or that happened, and everything that while was happening, we don't understand it, but only afterwards when we look back, like Megillas Esther, it's not just Hebrew Mech HaShveyrus, it's every single person, so Samus is going to get a Megillah about his life, how all of his life was exactly Meduyuk, the way it had to be for that person to become who he had to become, and he's going to get this gift, each person is going to have for Mashiach, not like they give out, most of the yeshivas, they give the diplomas, they're blank. You ever see that? You ever open them up in the yeshivas? Maybe some fancy schools actually give diplomas. But my kids, they always got blank because the school was never ready, you know what I'm saying? I never had them ready because I guess that they didn't come into Amazing Savings yet or something. So they get like blank, you know, they get blank papers and then with a little ribbon around it. And then afterwards, so maybe that's the the klaf, the that's just the eish levana. They didn't get the eish shchayra, just the eish levana, the white fire, a blank diploma. When Mashiach's going to come, is going to be each and every one of us a diploma, the big yeshikach and a handshake, no caps and gowns, anything like that. Just a handshake from Mashiach and say, and Mashiach will give a gewaldige chizik to each person with his Megillah and to say, look it over, you take a look over. It says, V'yehi b'mei, your name, and then you'll see all the inyonim, all the tikkunim, like the Meister with the Chernobyl, when he told that Yid, when he told the Yid he was having all kinds of difficulties in his life, and his wife was always yelling at him, and so was with the kids, and he had no money, and it was just that Tzibrachna, right, and the whole life was a mess, and he was crying to Muffel Chernobyl. And the Mother Chernobyla, I'm sure you remember this story, Mother Chernobyla said to him, listen, let me tell you what's going to be tomorrow. If you think today was bad, I'm going to tell you what's going to be tomorrow. So then he started to tell him that tomorrow, when you get back from shul, he says, tell him about Mamshul today. He says, first of all, you're going to come back from shul and your wife's going to yell at you that you're late. Then the coffee's going to be cold. Then your kid's going to come in and start yelling at you and you're going to get angry and the coffee's going to spill. You know, like Mamish, like a regular day, but like, and he went through like the thing, and that's from 8:30 to 8:45, and he sat down with him, Ramatullah sat down and went through the whole day, like this one like bad thing after another bad thing, all disciplined. Then you can go to work. Another guy that you want to get money from, and he said he promised you to come to the shtetl over there and to get money. He says he's not going to be there. You're going to go, but he's not going to be there. And they're going to tell you that he's in the house, and they're going to have the other place to go there, and you're going to go there, he's not going to be there, and whatever. I'm sure through the day. And the Yid was sitting there, and the Chernobyl said all the whole day, and then Chernobyl said, now, let me tell you, now I want to go over and tell you what each of those things is misakin. And the Chernobyl went through the whole day, and he said, that mice that happened when your wife yelled at you, it's because of this. And he told him in an earlier Gilgal, he had an inni with his wife and something, he told him exactly when it was and what it was. He told him all the tikkunim of the entire day, all the way down to little things, the coffee spilling, the kid being mechutzif, the guy not being there to get the money, every single thing, kaseda, the Chernobyl told him this and this, and he explained to him all the tikkunim. And he said, then come back to me, whatever, and tomorrow night, in 2 days. So the Yid comes back to Matlon, and he says, no, what happened today, how did it go? So he says, okay, so I tell you like this. Mamish, what the Rebbe says, gefährlich. You know, my wife, I walked in from shul, I got right away mishabeich, and then this and that, everything was the whole, like, exactly. So he said, well, Hashem, it was good. The day was a good day. But it was such a hard day. He said, yeah, but it was a good day. So what was the chiluk? The chiluk was that the Matal Chernobyl gave him a Megillah. He gave him a Megillah, and the Megillah said that Moshe spent so and so ben Sarah on this day, or whatever it is, that this day is going to happen, and this Indian that he went through, you know what that did for him, and how it fixed this, and how it took care of that, and all of these tikkunim is going to be in the Megillah that each one of us receives. We don't see how the letters are broken down now. We just see the events of our lives, and we go with the Oisius of our Megillahs. It looks like it spells out all these crazy things. Yesterday, someone was just telling me the other day that someone told me that he was bothering his father. He got his driver's license, and he made his parents are well-to-do people, and he made his father crazy, mamish crazy, and he got it. He got a car. He got a new car. His father got him a new car. So he said that the first hour that he had it, he backed into the garage door. He broke the whole garage, which is also like thousands of dollars, one of these fancy doors that you don't have to even press a button. It knows when the balabus is coming, you know what I mean? And he broke the whole door, and the whole car is smashed. He said, for one hour, I was making my father for weeks and weeks with this car. And how he could trust me. He said, I didn't even get out of the driveway. I put it in reverse. He smashed down the whole thing. So he's going to see, so the Oisius are a bit Oisius. The day spells by he be may. And he says, oh, and so the clap, what he did over there, and his father. He called me because he said, what should I tell my father? His father didn't know yet. His parents are coming back late. So I said, what did you do? He says, I took the car out. It's a whole wreck and everything. So, plus he also ruined some things in the garage, he said. I don't know, he went like 50 miles an hour into the garage. I'm not sure what happened. Because he said there's all kinds of stuff that he broke and ruined, and that all the Pesach dishes, everything's ruined. I don't know what happened. What are the Isis? All he knows are those Isis. Those are the letters that he sees. And those are the letters of his life. But what's that inyan and what it means, he doesn't see. But it's all the, he doesn't know how to make the tziruf from between. It's just that says a bad thing. Right now, the Rabban says, V'yefshe b'kriyosas sh'tekar al derech Hashem, sh'tekar al derech kriyasenu v'inyan ha'tarev ha'mitzvah. Now, it could be read in the way of Hashem's names, or it could be read the way that we read Torah mitzvahs. In other words, we open up the Chumash, and we open up the Sefer Torah, it's broken into words, into paragraphs, and that's what we read. That's how we read. We don't see these tzibufim. Big tzaddikim who have their whole lives purified their eyes and purified themselves so they could see tzibufim that come out to them. We saw there were even tzaddikim like the Moshe, the Kedusha Si and Ben Si and Baba versus Chusa Yelena that. That's the Rav Shlomo's father was killed in the Muhammad. So the Rebbe Ben Sion, he used to say and he used to say psukim, and on the spot, when he was saying psukim, he would say the gematria of the pasuk and what, all the other psukim. He was saying, he spoke like that. And even when a person was talking, he would be able to say, he would say the gematria of what the person said. And he would say that the gematria of what you just said, that sentence equals the gematria of this pasuk from Navi. That's how he said things. That's how he spoke. He saw things in such a way. And the, we don't see. There's certain tzaddikim that it's so, everything is so lit up for them because of all their avodah, so they can see tzirufim in the psukim of the oases and so on, which the Svarim have. There are a lot of things in the Svarim about that. V'nitna l'mayshu aveinu al derech chila kriyas ha-mitzvah. V'nimsalai al peh kriyasa b'shemes. Moshe was given the Torah that we have, and the way that we read it, whether it's Megillah, then the Chasumah, then how it was given, the Gemara at the end of Gittin, how was it given in the Midbar, in pieces, piece by piece, was it given all together at the end of the 40 years? That's Machlokes. But Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah written out in the stories that we have, in the mitzvahs that we have, and Baal Peh, Hashem taught him the Shemus. Hashem taught him how to read the Torah in one line, all Shemus of Hashem. We saw that last week, the Rashi brings down in Sukkah, how from Bishalach, the Pasuk of Bishalach, so look at footnote Tzadik Aleph. The Gemara in Bava Basra that I'm sure many of you are familiar with, Shmoni Pesukim Achronim, there's a big problem with the final eight psukim in Torah that tell about Moshe Rabbeinu dying. So the Shmoneh psukim is a question: did Moshe Rabbeinu write those psukim, or did somebody else, namely Yeshua, who wrote those psukim? So machlokes in the Gemara. The reason that it's hard for us to understand, and we don't, how could it be, is because Moshe Rabbeinu, if Moshe Rabbeinu died, then who wrote it? It says Vayomas Moshe. So if it says that Moshe Rabbeinu died, so the Gemara there in Bava Basra talks about this. There's a Shmoneh Pesukim, and there are many things in Halacha regarding the possibility of those final eight Pesukim having different status in Halacha. It's not for now. But Shmoneh Pesukim Achronim, Moshe Kosvan B'Dema. So one view holds that it was Yeshua. The view that's accepted by the Mekubalim is that, and it was that Yeshua did not write the Sefer Torah, did not write the final eight Pesukim, but Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the final eight psukim that describe his death. He wrote them, the dema, crying, with his tears. Ve'viu b'sefer pizgomen kadishim, u'b'sefer mach zavrom, it's brought down in the Sforim, b'shem abal shamtev, v'chein isa b'shem hagra, this is one of the many, many times that we have the same Torah from the Baal Shem and from the Gra. Ki b'dema, when it says that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the final eight psukim, the dema, ain't a lashon demos. It doesn't mean crying. That he was crying because it's talking about his death, the way that we always understood that. It doesn't mean a lashon of demos. Ela lashon dimua. Lashon dimua. Dimua is a lashon of tyruvus, when something is mishkababel. When it's mixed up, that's the meaning of the word dema. Dimua means when things are mixed together, jumbled together. Kamai Hamadamelech, the Gemara uses in many places. Chen Kosvus Vasemes Ki Ad Shaloi Meis Maisha Lo Nitzdarfu HaOisias VeLanasu Teves. In other words, the last eight psukim, Moshe Rabbeinu did not get, according to the Baal Shem Negro, Moshe Rabbeinu did not get the words and the letter, the words divided into the words and the sentences that we read. The last eight psukim were just, the letters remained just letters, which was just Shemus of Hashem. He didn't see the story where it says and Moshe died and Hashem buried him. He didn't see that. He didn't see Moshe. That was kept from Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole Torah until then, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu, not only did he see it, but he brought it down to us and he gave us. It says this. It says this. It says that. And everything is. All the parashiyas and tzavim, all the way to the end, Vayelech and Hazinu, Zaysa Bracha. But the last eight psukim, Hashem's Baruch did not give Moshe Rabbeinu divided into the words. And all Moshe Rabbeinu saw in the last eight psukim was the way that he was taught Baal Peh, was he saw just Shemus Hashem, Isis of Hashem's names, divided into Hashem's names. That's what he saw. After, only after Moshe Rabbeinu died, Moshe Rabbeinu received the end of the Torah. He received the end of the Torah in that state of Dimur. There's a very big teaching with the Gra and the Baal Shem are telling us. He received it in that original state of how the Torah was written before creation, just the Oisius, it was all Shemus of Hashem. This view on the Gemara and the Mekubalim could not accept that there was even one letter of the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu did not write. It couldn't accept that there was any part of the Torah that was not Torah's Moshe. It can't be that the final eight psukim is Torah's Yehoshua. As much as Yehoshua was an extension of Moshe Rabbeinu, he wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu. And it can't be that there should be Torah's Moshe that wasn't altogether Torah's Moshe. It's not acceptable that it wasn't Torah's Moshe. Elo what? It was Torah's Moshe. And Moshe Rabbeinu brought down those Isis. But he brought down those Isis as they were in the Eish Shchaira, Agavi Eish Levana, in the primordial Torah before the Bria, and he was not given Rishus to tamper with, meaning it was not given to him into the words. It was given him Mishka Babel. Mishka Babel to us would look like Mishka. To Moshe Rabbeinu it was Hashem's names, but it wasn't divided into the words and the letters. As I explained, Al Derech Moshe, just because we know now from our generation. That when they used computers, they were able to find all these sequences, right? So I'm sure everybody has heard of this, has seen these things. It was a very, very beginning, like 25 years ago, everybody was going to be sugar from this. Really, the Nitrov was doing this without a computer. He did it with his head. And then with the computer, they were able to do a lot more of this. So then they put into the computer things like Hitler Yamachshima. Right, I'm sure you're familiar with this. And they saw Berlin and his wife's name and all the things. Every 50 ISIS came out his name, and when he got killed, and the whole Megillah of that Rasha was over there. If anybody would look there before he lived, or even while he was alive, or whatever, even if you had a computer, what does it mean? It doesn't mean anything. Those letters don't mean anything unless you look back and you could understand. Looking back and seeing then the tzirufim of what it is. Doesn't mean anything b'shas ma'isa. You know, like I remember I was teaching yeshiva then, so as a boy got all excited, maybe we could figure out, you know, the lottery numbers or something. Like he got that said, well, you probably could afterwards, you could probably look back after and then find the tziruf of the guy's name, usually some shik in Alabama or somebody, and to find who's going to blow the money in 3 weeks. That you find the name then, and then you could see and he won the lottery. It says how much it was, but beforehand it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't letters words don't mean anything. So Moshe Rabbeinu received the end, but he received it in that way of Eish Shchayra Gavi Eish Levana. When Asi Teves on the Shavu Kamaisha Him B'Tarak Suva B'Marm. Viksivas Isis Ritsufa, just ongoing series of Hashem's name, letters, just letters and letters and letters, in the exact order of the Torah. So the last eight psukim can be broken down, divided into the psukim that we have. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see that. It wasn't shown to him. He only saw the letters. Viksivas Isis Ritsufa Kedivar Ben Okan. Sadik Beis. Lifnei Shenitna HaTorah LeMoshe Rabbeinu Hayu Yicholim LeKara Gam Al Pi HaShemus. Before the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu in its present state, it could be read, tzaddikim, to read it as Shemus of Hashem. Gam al derech shanukarim ba lahavanis haTorah v'haMitzvah. And it could be read also. It could possibly be read, not that people were doing it, but if there was an Indian of Avraham Avinu who was mekayim the Torah before it was given, so Sfarim say it could be nogeh to this Indian. That Torah was before Moshe Rabbeinu, and the tzaddikim, there were tzaddikim that saw the Isis and were able to understand from the Isis the tziruf from that form, the Torah mitzvahs that would later on be given in Har Sinai. Tzadik Hei, look at Tzadik Hei. Well, the Jewish is Teres Hashem Tamima Haysif Oid Derech Al Shemus B'Tayr of Zel Hashem. So he writes in the Jewish of the Ramban, in his Jewish Teres Hashem Tamima, that's printed in the Kol Kisvei Ramban, in the Kisvei Ramban, from Meis Lef Kuk, it's Teres Hashem Tamima. And over there it says, Shekol HaTorah Kula Shmais of Shkodesh Baruch Hu. There he writes the Ramban, that, like he says over here, that the entire Torah names of Hashem. B'chol parashu parashu yesh bo shem shabay noitzer hadover ashanal sabay ashneskaim oisei inyan bo. And in each and every parasha, there is yesh bo shem, there is a name of Hashem, shabay noitzer, whatever happens in that parasha happened because of that particular name of Hashem, that name of Hashem is that koyach to bring about what happens in that parasha. Shneskaim as in Yivo, v'yesh b'mitzvah sefer v'hu nikra Shimush Torah. There is some of this that's found in the sefer Shimush Torah, whatever that is. Shemafarish v'parashi is Shimush kol achas mehen. The next page that goes to the parashis and goes to the shemas. Hashem ha'yotzi men v'heyach, yotzi men v'heyach, mishtam shem ba. The Ramban writes is found in this sefer Shimush Torah. There's some of this. That parasha and why that the shame is and so the shame of Hashem that's in that parasha, and how everything that happens in that parasha is because of that shame that's in that parasha. Okay, people like us don't have a musa what that is, but just to see there is such a thing. Then over there in the drasha of Teres Hashem Tamima, the Ramban brings what he brings over here in his introduction to Chumash. He goes over that. But over there in the drasha he adds. Umizeh yoda Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom, and from this Moshe Rabbeinu knew kol ma sheyachol shum niver leid elohavim. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to know from the shemus of Hashem. He was able to know all that a human being is capable of knowing. V'chein b'neviim, and so too a navi. He parshes amakov sheyecheskel yoytzim shemus shal pischei cholos. Ramban says that in the Navi, in the Maise Mekove in Yecheskel, so there also the Shemus of all the Pischei Cholos, all the openings to the chambers and Shemaim and so on, we parshes Habikur with Yecheskel, when he saw the Atzomus Yevashis, the dry bones, all the dead people there in the valley, Yotze Hashem Shabay Odom Chai Meisim. In that parak of Navi, where all the dry bones came back to life and Hashem put flesh on them, and they came back to life. Over there, in that parak, Slamazvav, in that parak, there is the name with which Hashem is going to bring the dead. The shame of Hashem, everything that happens in this world is with the shameness of Hashem, which all the spheres that are in the name of Hashem, that with that name, Hashem is going to bring the dead back to life at the end of time. With that name, that name is found now in Sefer Yecheskel, in that parak. Because we understand that there were people, tzaddikim in the early generations, that they were able to use Shemus of Hashem to create golems, to create living beings. We're not talking about the morale with that. We're talking about Ikkis and Chazal, and we see such things using Shemus of Hashem, which is learning Sefer Yetzira. The whole Sefer Yetzira hasn't had these sides. Udover noidel rabbin, kimi psukei from those psukim v'yisa v'yovai v'yeit in b'shalach. Yoyse Hashem shal shiv m'shtaim oisis. That's the Rashi that we saw last week from Sukkah. Shavu m'shtam shem chaside haderes hayoydim oisai lahamis lahachyes. That the tzaddikim used the shemus that came out from these three psukim. The tzaddikim were able to use shemus of Hashem to kill Rishayim and to bring people back from the dead. There are many, many stories like that. Lintoish lahavri laharis, to build and to destroy. That tzaddikim that knew how to use these shemus. And so there are many, many people that tzaddikim that were Isaac in the Indian of shemus, in a whole side of Kabbalah, that the tzaddikim already, after the Maisa happened, the whole fire, there's not to go into it, the Smichas Chana was the practical Kabbalah led to a large part of the city being burned down. So, especially in the later generations, not to use Kabbalah Maises, not to use things with the Shemus Lamaisa. So even the great tzaddikim in the later generations stay away from that. But we know that using the letters of Hashem's name, and the different shemus that tzaddikim knew, that they were able to build and to destroy, to kill, to give life. They had with the oisis of the shemus of Hashem, which is all encoded in the Torah and is taught in Sefer Yetzirah. Let's go back now and finish the parak. Okay, this will be a challenge. I'm going to try. Because really, remember that, I've said it really dozens of times, that Rav Kook didn't write this as a sefer. It was compiled from different teachings. So here you'll see that really it's a chazara. It's not, I mean, there's some letters, some words that are different, but it's really reviewing what we were learning. So I think that we'll be able to finish. So, Perek Dalet, Si'if Gimel. Page 25, Chafei. Kol dover v'dover min ha-Torah noveya mikol ha-Torah kula. Now we understand. Every single thing in the Torah is coming from the entirety of Torah. It's not, there's no separate word, there's no separate letter. That would be breaking, God forbid, that would be breaking Hashem's name. It's all Shemus of Hashem. Kol ha-Torah kula. Shemais HaShakadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, every single thing in Torah is coming from the entire Torah. It's an essential, it's an essential part of the Torah that has in it everything. Just like we know, Bizmaneinu Lahavdil, that every single part of the human being has the entire human being in it, right? So if they find even a little tiny piece of someone's hair, so they now are able to look at it in the laboratory, and they're able to say that they're able to see the whole Kamis Adam from that piece of hair, through the DNA and everything, they're able to see the whole thing. So Lahavdil, every single thing in Torah is Novem Mikol HaTorah Kula. We spoke about this. Bein Mitorah Shebechsav, Bein Mitorah Shebaal Peh. And Rav Kook adds over here, that's not only in Torah Shebechsav, that's also in Torah Shebaal Peh. Even though the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Ikir is not the Oisis as it is in Torah Shebechsav. Because in Torah Shebechsav, the Oisis came down Mamish Eshcha Agave Esh Levana, came to this world. The Torah Shebaal Peh, it's not that way. We're not going to go into that right now. That's going to be more later on. We'll talk more about the Oisis. But with Torah Shebaal Peh, also, every single word of Torah Shebaal Peh, every single limud of Torah Shebaal Peh, is coming from the entirety of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's why there's really, really a very big advantage for a person who goes to all of Shas and has a familiarity with all of Shas and then goes back and tries to learn it more. Also in yeshivas, of course, to learn. But when a person familiarizes himself and goes to Kol HaTorah Kula, so since every single word, even the most basic level, is coming from Kol HaTorah Kula, it's very, very hard. When you just take out one word and you try to major in that word and you're not familiar with the other words, it's a big problem. Bein kol limud toiv v'chol mitzvah, as we learned earlier, every limud and every mitzvah and kol midah toivah, it's all coming from kol ha-Torah kula, kutcha b'ruch Yisrael v'arayis echad. Ela sheyesh non chilukim ben ha-madregis. There are chilukim in madregis, of course. There are different levels, there are different madregis. In the last Sefer of Kook was talking about the difference between a person who's aware of this and someone who's not aware of this. Someone who's aware that his entire life is meaningful and significant in every single moment of his life are Oisiyus of Hashem's name, and a person who's oblivious to that. There's obviously Chiluk and Madregas. Avla Ahava, however, the Ahava, the love, Vasimch and the joy, Basiyas, the next page, Basiyas HaMitzvahs, that a Jew can have, and a Jew should have, that love and that joy of doing mitzvahs. The Talmud HaTorah Lishma, and the Ahava and the Simcha that a Jew has when he's able to sit down to learn some Torah Lishma, to learn Torah L'Shem Hashem. Sarach Liyos Ahavas HaKol. It has to be an Ahavas HaKol. It's not just that I love this particular pasuk. I love this particular Gemara. I love this particular mitzvah. Of course, everybody has their tastes and their natiyas. But it's important to keep in mind, and this is the point of the entire parak, it's important to keep in mind that since every single word of Torah and every mitzvah has in it everything, like the genes of a person has in it, every single part of the person has the whole person, every single part of Torah is everything, it's important to, Rav Kook says, to be conscious of that, to be aware of that. Because when you are aware of that and you think about it, it has a tremendous effect upon the level of joy that you'll feel when you're learning, and the level of ahava, of great longing and love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the love for Torah. Tzarech liyos ahavas hakol, ahavas kol ha'or, a love of all of the light, hachayim of all of life, hakadusha. V'haruchnius ha'alyayna, kedusha ruchnius ha'alyayna, shal ha'kol mamash. This is something that we spoke about earlier in learning Mamar from the Baal Tanya, other places too. This is especially on Shabbos, a person has access to this way of learning. And the whole inyan of Shabbos, that's what we say, bo'i kala. Kala is the letters ha'kol. We spoke of that many times. And therefore, we see in the davening, Hakol Yiducha, Hakol Yishabchucha, Hakol Yonu, Ein Kodesh Kashem, Hakol, Hakol, Hakol. All of davening, look, Shabbos, everything's Hakol. The word halacha, hasn't it? Also, the Aces of Hakol. Hakala. The letters halacha, the same letters as the word Hakala. Hakol. Everything. You look at a halacha, you see, you feel that this is the most minute, tiny little piece of existence, is this din that I'm learning right now in this Mishnah Berurah and this Shach and this Taz. But really, halach is hakala, which is the oasis of hakol. On Shabbos, especially, a person can feel that. The ahavas hakol, the ahavas kol or achayim, adushav, aruchnias, hel yoyna, shal hakol mamish, of everything. Ha'atsur v'gonuz b'soich zeh, and that contains hidden within it, haprat she'adam osuk bai, that particular detail that you're busy with that moment in your life. It's all part of hakol. Same way we're saying about the kidnapper that broke down the garage door. That's also, even though it's a miserable prat, he's in a miserable prat, and a detail at that moment is a horrible detail. The only way for a person to have his chaskas, the ikur way for a person to have his chaskas is to know that this moment that I'm going through of pain, which is a small thing, but with a car, that's not a, God forbid, something terrible. Thank God he wasn't hurt. But what about when it's chalila, chalila, chalila? If a person lives in that moment, and that moment becomes separated from hakol, he can't go on. He can't go on. Only when a person rises to a belief in that world of Shabbos, of Hakol Yoducha, Hakol Yishabhucha, then everybody could say, Hakol Yarmu, and Kodesh Kashem. Even though I don't see right now, because I didn't get my Megillah, I don't see right now. But all of it is Hashem's love for me, that's why Shir Hashem doesn't have Hashem's name. Even though I don't see it right now. But if a person stays in that detail, he gets lost in that detail. So then you get buried. You just get buried under that prat. You get buried under that prat. And it could happen when in another way, when there's something that you're having, like something good in your life. So you got whatever, some raise, you got some money. You could also forget and get lost in that prat. You get lost in that detail. And sometimes Hashem's Baruch takes away those things, that you should be able to see hakol. Because if you're so stuck with the trees that you don't see the forest, so sometimes Hashem takes away the pratim, and he says you have to go onto the mountain and look at hakol, and to see hakol, Shabbos a person can see more. A person's under the chuppah, chasn and kala also. There are other certain times, it's an eis ratzon, but especially Shabbos, especially a chuppah, That's why there's a higher madrega than the, you know, you go down the chasnas, but they give out all the cards and everything like that, and tefillas and the chasna kala are coming there. You know, the you have now the kalas are walking under the chuppah with the shopping bag, you know, with the kriplach, like the Lubavitch Rebbe Olof, she used to go to the oil. She thinks she's going like under the chuppah, like, you know. You ever see the Rebbe used to go with the shopping bag? They go with the shopping bags to the oil with all the kriplach with his in Yonim. So you have these kalas that come under the shopping bag taking out kriplach. There's a much higher thing than that. I'm not saying it's not sweet and it's not good and that all the tefillas should be answered, but there's something much higher than that. And that's a level, that's a thing that's called hakal. There's a bechina of thinking that's without the pratim, without the details. It's hakal. It's everything. In that everything, of course, that everything contains this second in your life. But under chuppah, there comes the early generations, the from before, the present generation, the future, the children. All of them gathered together under the chuppah. When the Chasam Kalas stand under the chuppah, all the Zaydis and Babis, the Zoya says in Pashat Pinchas, all the Zaydis and Babis are there, and the family now, and the future, the children, the Eniklach, are all under the chuppah. It's Mamish Abchina of Hakol under the chuppah, by the Kala, the Chasam Kala. So we don't understand right now. We don't understand. It feels like it's a prat. Oyd Yishom Avi Arei Yehuda B'chutza, Kol Sosna, Kol Sosna, Kol Chasam, Kol Kala. We don't hear it right now. The time will come, Mehera Yishama, it will come. But right now we don't hear that, we just see this moment. But Achaz and Kalim, or Pnimistika, they can come to a certain Hergish of Hakal. Similar on Shabbos, especially by Kabbalah Shabbos. And Bashal Sudis, at times, of an Eisrach, and a person can come to such a Hergish of no longer being a separate piece, no longer a separate moment, and no longer. Therefore, there's no longer any pain. There's a Kabbalah that's brought down from the Shlok HaDashon LeTzadikim that when someone is killed on Kiddush Hashem, that he doesn't feel any pain at that moment. There's a Kabbalah that there's no pain. Because at that moment of that of leaving the world, Kiddush Hashem, so everything is clear. That second, everything is clear. But otherwise, it might take those longer because of certain dinim that are after a person dies until everything is pulled away. It hurts and there's all kinds of stuff we don't like to talk about. But when a person dies like Kiddush Hashem, in 1 second, everything is Hakol Yaducha, Hakol Yishavchu, Hakol Yaimu, Ein Kodesh Kashem. In 1 second, Hakol Mamish. Ha'otzer V'gonus B'serch Zeh Ha'prat She'odim Osuk Bay. In this Hakol, of course, this Hakol contains in it this moment of my life. This halacha that I'm learning, this shach, this taz, this gemara, this pasuk and rashi, this whatever it is, it has this detail. V'hamuvlat ayidei ha-toichen ha-prati b'chol to'afos oro haydai v'ziv kodsha. This particular prat contains, of course, part of Hakol, is a piece of Hakol, and Gonas B'Soich Zehar Prat Shal D'Masuk, and contained in, and hidden in this Prat that I'm Isaac in, is everything, right? Because this drop of Torah has everything in it. Hakol is in this Prat. But what is now being emphasized, because what I'm experiencing right now, is Ayideh HaToichen HaPrati. Right now, I'm connecting to the Hakol by way of this particular detail, by way of this particular prat. But when you realize that, and you believe in that, you think of that, then you're able to experience B'chol Te'afes Oirai Hoidai V'ziv Kodesh. You're able to experience the feel, that great light and splendor and holiness of Hakol, even in this prat that you're Isaac in. When you believe that, and you mechazik your emunah in that, that Hakol is hidden in this prat. Dal b'chol d'var Torah. See, this is this malach. B'chol d'var Torah. In every word of Torah, in every teaching of Torah, b'chol d'var halacha pratis, in every single halacha, zareach, there is shining, or ha'elyon ha'bilti mugbol, the infinite light of Hashem. Even though the words that you're reading are completely mugbalim. They're very, very specific. They're very specific. But Zareach or Ha'alyon Ha'bilti Mugbal, there is shining the infinite light of Hashem. Ha'musar Ha'loki Ha'muchlat, the absolute ethics, or ethic of godly ethic of Hashem, the absolute truth and absolute goodness, who mutzatz mikol din prati, can be squeezed out from every single din. Or it could perhaps mean, it could also mean a lesson of being able to see, or is in some way sparkling or showing from each din. I don't know which, what it means. It could be this or that. There's no English translation of this. Ula hamistakel hamargilas navshay bezrichas haor. Rav Kook has a word that he uses for certain tzaddikim. He calls them mistaklim. I've never saw that in any other sefer. He uses that in the Ares HaKadosh and in other places. Hamistaklim ha'elyonim, he calls them. Those who see things, who look at things, ha'mistaklim. Tzaddikim are called mistaklim. Those who pay attention, ha'elyonim. The mistaklim ha'elyonim. The tzaddikim, and even among the tzaddikim, there's only a certain elite chevra of tzaddikim that are called the mistaklim ha'elyonim. Those exalted mistaklim, the ones who are looking, who see things. Ula mistakel, to that person who's mistakel, who is looking, ha'margilis navsho b'zvichas or, whose soul has become accustomed and used to this shining light, mizgalu b'chol devar halacha, there is revealed in every single halacha toichen yeshusa hapnimi, its inner content. Toichen yeshusa hapnimi. We can learn these things. There are many, many svarim written in this, on these inyanim. But the mistaklim naturally see. They naturally see these things. They see this being mizgala in every dvar halacha. They see the teichen yeshusa hapnimi, the inner content of that dvar halacha. They see shining out. That is filled with a world of shining light, of brilliance and of light. To the point that with every halacha and every parak, yuchal harchiv shira chadasha. This mistakel, the one who is seeing, can actually expand and draw out from that halacha and from that parak in learning a whole new song, shira chadasha. A new song, shira maleya oimer malei. A song that is filled with content, with meaning. Vahashira hahi, and this song, haleches umishtapeches gamkein, al kol prate ha'halacha, goes and pours over all of the details of that halacha. Al kol hanetiyas shalamaso matan shabbat. Not only the halachas, but even the discussions leading up to the halacha. All the masa and matan, all of the arguments and discussions. Because a person who doesn't see things this way, who's not a mistakel, he can become very tired and confused by these arguments and these discussions, and he just wants to have the final, just one word, one sentence. Because to him it's a detail, it's a prat that he needs to know in order to keep Shabbos, in order to keep Yom Tov, in order to put on tefillin. But for the mistaklim, for these Jews who are mistaklim, the ones who are making songs, who hear music and make songs out of this, so then they, even all of the arguments leading up to the final halacha are all filled with music, all have that song. Which anybody that ever saw a tzaddik and a big Talmud Chacham learning, You can see that, and you could hear a little bit of that song. Al kol ha'tayr. Oh no, I'm sorry. Kol ha'masamad. Ad asher perish shiri, until there's a musical commentary. Perish shiri, a musical commentary. Ma'aneg, that gives delight and ma'adain, pleasure. Yuchal is pashit al kol ha'tayr kula, can spread this this shiri, Perush Shiri, can continue on for the whole Torah. The whole Torah is called this song, right? Ata kisru lachem es hashir hazois. The whole Torah is called the song. But it's only at the end of the Torah. It says, Ata kisru lachem es hashir hazois. V'lomdos b'nei Yisrael. So everybody knows, we learned it in the Chabura, that it's an amazing Rambam, because really, it sounds like when you're learning that pasuk, Vata kisru lachem es hashir hazois, what shir is it referring to? When you learn simple pshat and chumash, no, what shir is that referring to? Hazinu. It's the song of Hazinu. Vayelach Hazinu, right? But it sounds like this song. But the Rambam says, listen now to the halacha, but listen to it in the way that Rav Kook wants us to listen to it. But the Rambam says that since we're not allowed to write separate parashiyos of the Torah, you can't write a Sefer Torah parashiyos. So therefore, we have to write the entire Torah. When it comes to the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, you can't write, it says, Ata kisru lachem es hashir hazois. It says to write this song. This song's pashtus means to write Hazinu. But the Rambam says, but you're not allowed to write separate parashiyos of Torah without sewing them together and making an entire Sefer Torah. Therefore, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to write a whole Torah. Isn't that an amazing halacha? And where is that revealed? In Ata kisru lachem es hashir hazois. And is that exactly what Rav Kook is telling us? That every part of Torah is kol ha-Torah kula, and that's the song of Torah. And that's why, maybe that's why the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is revealed in that pasuk, Ata kisru lachem es hashir hazois. Not only that it's a song, but when do you hear the song of Torah? When do you hear the music of Torah? When it's kol ha-Torah kula. You can't hear just Hazinu. As a matter of fact, Hazinu has a lot of really frightening stuff in it. It's a lot of vayelach. Those, you know, it's a lot of upsetting things at the end. Musa, Teichacha, so on. But when you hear Kol HaTorah Kulo, then it's a song. Vata kisru lachem es hashir hazois v'lomdos b'nei Yisrael. So the Bani Yisrael says to Moshe Rabbeinu to tell them at the end. This is before Moshe Rabbeinu, the last day of his life. Vata kisru lachem es hashir hazois. He says, I want you to learn Torah, and I want you to write Sefer Torahs. But I want you to learn Torah in this way, that it should be a song. And in that halacha, the Rambam reveals to us this din, he tells us this din, that really it's supposed to be just Parashas Hazinu. But you're not allowed to write a separate parasha. You can only write a separate parasha. You can't write a separate, you can only be a parasha, what? That's sewn together as Kol HaTorah Kulo. Then it's a song. A person who goes through a difficult time, Chalila, something terrible, that moment in his life, Hashem is saying to him, Ata kisru lachem es hashir hazois. Don't just have Parashas Hazinu. It's not going to make any sense to you. And you're not going to be able to go past this pain. You're not going to be able to go to the next day. Ata kisru lachem es hashir hazois, only because this Parashas Hazinu is part of Kol HaTorah Kulo. Then it's a song. Then you could even, like we see these stories of Tzaddikim, then you could sing a song. I was reading by the Klausenberger's yard site. But we can't be masters. Just think with it. That every time, the more he was beaten by the Nazis, the more he sang songs. With every new clap, and I don't know how he lived, with every new clap, it was a new niggun. With every time he got beaten. And it doesn't mean beaten like this. It means with the back of a rifle. It means with those miserable boots that they wore. And worse. And it was a niggun. Every time it's a niggun. Let's sing. For the blues of her. This year, also the whole mice there. They were going to die. They were supposed to be taken to die. So it happened with the Blujeva. It's later, but it's another minute. That the whole mice. There was a mice there. That it's a whole story. You know, the Blujeva was part of a group that they were supposed to exchange. The Nazis said it was in Bergen-Belsen that the Nazis were exchanging. The Nazis and Machshemon were exchanging. With they were making an exchange. They were going to get back German POWs, and they were going to give these Jews that had foreign passports. There were a few thousand of them. They were going to give these Jews in exchange for their, it was towards the end of the war, with the German POW. Well, the whole thing was a shekel. In the end, the Jews were taken straight from Bergen-Belsen to Auschwitz. And the Jews that were left behind already knew this because they made a signal that the people in the train that were being taken, who were the privileged ones, even though they had to wait for months, and they were tortured also. But they finally left on the train. This was that they were going to go now. Either it was going to go to the east, which is bad. The east meant Auschwitz. They were going to go to the west, which meant Switzerland. And they made a simon. The Jews didn't show. They made a simon that they're going to wave handkerchiefs or shmatas that they had if they're going to the east, if they're going to Auschwitz. The Jews should, that are left behind should know what happened to them. And they were able to see from, they were able to look, and they saw after 3 minutes they were all waving. They were going straight to Auschwitz. So what happened over there? The Meiser was that they were waiting for months. Misery was a little bit better than the other Jews there, but it was still terrible. And they were waiting for months. And finally, the Germans called them, and they had to come out and stand outside for 2 days. And for no reason, just for 2 days, stand outside, all of them. Not allowed to sit. And they're standing there. And then the Germans, Yimach Shlom, took out a table, and the Rosh sat down, and he starts to read the names of those whose lives are going to be saved and put on the train. And after they thought, they were killed. And they read all of the names. They read all the names. The Nazi was reading the names, and it came, the last name was something like Sandenheim. Sandenheim. The next name after that was whose name? What was the Blue Rebbe's name? Shapira. The next name was Shapira. And it stopped. He wasn't going to go on the train of life. It stopped right before his name. And that was it. And the Blujava told over this Meister. And the Blujava was... And everybody said, how could it be? The Rebbe, the Rebbe. The whole... The Kedosh Kedosh, the Blujava Rebbe. And all these other people, they all got onto that train. And it stopped the last name before Shapir. And the Blujava was quiet. And was like, that's it. That's the Ingen. Gemani. So they didn't put them right away onto the train. It was the next morning the train came. So the Jews were together, these Jews, and there was a big, big, big Elachid, a Tzadik of Yid, Rabbi Yehuda Leib Erlingen. You heard of him? He took over Beis Yaakov. He was the head of Beis Yaakov after Sarah Shneur passed away. He was a big Tzadik. He was a Ger, a Heiser Ger Chazik. He said, Rabbi Leib Erlingen. He brought up a whole generation of these Tzadkanis. He was a big Tzadik, this Rabbi Yehuda. So when did this Maisa happen? This happened, it was Simchas Torah, it was Shmini Teres, not the Shmini Teres, Simchas Torah night. And the names were just finished, and the Blue Rebbe was standing there, and Yehuda Leib Erlingen had said, and Yehuda Leib Erlingen turned to the Blue Rebbe, and everybody was going over to the Blue Rebbe, they said, Rebbe, Rebbe, and the Blue Rebbe stood this strong, and Yehuda Leib Erlingen said to him, look, just Rebbe, tonight is Simchas Torah. So just because we don't have a Sefer Torah doesn't mean we're not Jews, we can't dance. And the Blujava said that they started to dance, him and the Yehuda Leib, and all the Yidden over there made a rikud. The Blujava said, the ones who was thought they're living, the ones, and at the end the Blujava lived, and the Yehuda Leib was on that train, and he was killed in Auschwitz. And their face, who knows, the Isis, when Ha'akol, what comes out, but the Nigun, the song is only when the Sefer Torah is put together. Rabbi Yehuda Leib's song also. The chiluk is that those two tzaddikim began, they started to dance because they're able to dance in Bergen-Belsen. People like us, we should never know from Tsaris. We dance when we get to the happy ending. But B'shas Maisa, that the Blujava, imagine what that must feel like. They called out 3,800 names and it came to your name and it stopped right before your name. And they thought they were all going on the train to Switzerland. Those Jews are going to go on to Switzerland. And how the Rebbe Shlom kept the Blujava to come to this world to give life to us after the Muhammad. Well, to know these things. You have another 3 minutes. It's a long Friday just to finish up here. She says, I'll call it, I feel our Maises Velchasis. The song is a song that spreads out over the whole Torah. I'll call it Torah. I feel our Maises Velchasis. Even every single halacha. Even Hilchesberg and Belsen. Besides what we can learn out in Ruchnius and we see, and it's obvious to us from what we learn. When a Jew learns with in a state of Kedusha, he doesn't just open up a Gemara, he doesn't open up a Chumash like it's a book or a Sefer, but Kedusha. With an exalted soul and a feeling of Raimus Neshama, then you begin to see how big the Torah is. Hisra Chavusa, you begin to see the song of Torah. You begin to see the whole Torah. Echshi Yaitzis Mekar Kedushasa, and how the Torah, every word of the Torah comes down from the source of Kedusha. Mikdushas Knesset Yisrael, and that Kedusha is the Kedusha of the Jewish people in Shemayim. Kedushabuch Yisrael V'araisa Chad. The Kol HaHalachas are Proteus, and all of the details of Halacha, Mistafes, Betar Anafma, are all branches that come out from that root of what? Of the infinite light of God and the light of Knesset Yisrael. Shall Or Chayim, the light of life, Menkor Chayeh Uma, from the source of the life of the Jewish nation, Kula, the entire Jewish nation, the Jewish people as a people, the entire Jewish people, that where the light comes from. As Hashem, we should be zeichet the taste of that Torah, which is Torah of Mashiach, and it's a special chizuk for us before we go into the time of the 3 weeks, that process taste of Yerushalayim, even though we ask that Hashem should rebuild Yerushalayim, but the ultimate vision of the Nevi'im was that Yerushalayim should not have to have walls anymore. And it's not a steer, that not to have to have walls, that Yerushalayim should be able to be open, and that all of Klai Yisrael, that each and every Jew, everywhere, whoever he is, should be able to return to Yerushalayim, all of us together, with the Gula Hashem V'amitis, and Hevi Amen, Amen.